If you could see them, you might have thought them awake, though they were asleep. We turned them about to their right and left sides while their dog lay stretched out with his forepaws at the entrance. Had you looked at them, you would have certainly turned your back at their sight and would have made you flee in terror. In the same way, miraculous way, we woke them up from sleep so that they could question one another. One of them asked, "How long have you been here?" The others answered, "Maybe we have been here for a day or part of a day." Finally, they concluded, "Our Rabb knows best how long we have stayed here. Anyhow, let one of us go to the city with this silver coin and let him find who has the purest food and bring us something to eat. Let him behave with caution and let him not disclose our whereabouts, for if they find you out, they will stone you to death or force you back into their faith, and in that case you will never attain felicity." Thus did we reveal their secret to the people, so that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that there is no doubt about the coming of the hour of judgment. They started arguing among themselves about their case. Some said, "Erect an edifice over the remains. The Rabb is quite aware of them." Those who finally prevailed over their matter said, "Let us erect a place of worship over them." Now some will soon say, "They were three, and their dog was the fourth." The others will guess, "They were five, and their dog was the sixth." And there are still others who will say, "They were seven, and their dog was the eighth." Say, "My Rabb alone knows their number. None but a few really know that their correct number. Therefore, do not enter into a discussion with them about their number except in a cursory way, nor ask anyone about the companions of the cave."